shit. Oh, oh shit, your mom's hair so short when she get corn braids, it's like stitches.
Oh shit, alright, fuck.
Had a long day. It's gonna be an even longer night. So sit back, relax, and
roll that shit. Light that shit. Smoke it, yeah. Lip Service is about to start. Starring Angela Yee and Leah Rowe.
Get them, girl.
And featuring DJ One on the One and Two. Only on Shade 45.
Shade 45, it's Lip Service. I'm Leah Rose.
And I am Angela Yee.
And I'm Rosa Costa.
Yes, oh, Rosa Costa's here.
Happy New Year.
Is this why our former intern Scott is lurking around?
I thought he was here for the pizza.
Don't you have work to do or something?
Okay, I'm just asking.
Why are you cheesing like that, Scott? What's funny in here? What's funny?
We don't mean cheesy pizza cheese. All right. So Rosa Costa on the cover of the new King magazine.
That's right.
And that spread was everywhere.
Doesn't sound right. I'm going to check out your spread right now.
Yeah, check your spread. She's spreading right here for us.
So, damn, Rosa. You make me feel bad.
You feel bad?
You make me feel bad about myself.
No. I was actually like 14 pounds bigger.
Really?
In those pictures than what I am right now.
Yeah, you're getting in some crazy kind of shape, you were telling us.
Yeah, I'm training to be a fitness model.
So what does that mean, a fitness model?
Oh, I'm going to still sexy and I'm going to keep my curves, but, you know, I'm going to low.
Do you pose with, like,
body.
Barbells and
fat
stuff
percentage.
Like that? You pose next to gym equipment?
Yeah, things like that.
So where did you lose the weight? Cause
yeah, where can you possibly lose 14
weight 14 pounds?
From?
You don't look like...
You're so
it's not really
skinny.
No, it's not really...
But curvy.
Yeah, I'm not trying to lose no weight. I'm just trying to lower my body fat percentage just a little bit.
To what, zero?
No. No, and just get some definition in my arms because they are really...
Well, you know those big boobs you have are fat, so you're going to have to lose some of that.
No, this is silicone, sorry.
So does that mean they weigh less?
I don't lose this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I cannot lose this.
But no, I pay way too much money for to lose them.
Would that count as fat, though?
No. No, I'm actually
doing... the competition?
No.
They're like, sorry, miss, your boobs are too big.
I'm doing bikini. I'm competing in the... section called bikini. You can do bikini figure or bodybuilding. I'm doing bikini, which means I just gotta look good in a bikini, and of course, you know, don't look like a fool, don't have no cellulite or anything like that.
Well, you don't have any cellulite now.
No, but
and you know how I know that, because I always see you in you know, in all the videos and stuff. You can't really hide cellulite like in videos. Yeah. Maybe in pictures they airbrush that and everything, but in a video,
yeah, I really don't have that.
Yeah, so
I've been, you're
like,
blessed.
I squeeze my thighs like this. You can see a little bit.
Yeah, don't do that during the competition.
Don't squeeze your thighs like
don't
that.
Sit up there squeezing your thighs.
Sorry, yeah. You people at home
I'm
can't
gonna
see
squeeze
this.
My boobs. Like,
yeah, do that.
Like so.
Hey, George.
Oh, God. I can't
you know,
even
I'm
look.
Really... I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to get like really in shape for this competition. It's April 3rd. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like trying to think, what am I going to do if I get there and I see that everybody's looking better than me? I'm just probably, what do you guys think? I'm thinking like I should just flash a nipple.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think that'll work? Or you could do like just a little nip slip, like make sure, you know, the bikini top is just on the edge of your nipple and then kind of just move real quick and maybe it'll pop out.
Like Janet Jackson style. Like, I don't want to show my nipple.
Somebody's going
to
get fined.
And they won't be able to take their eyes off you. They'll be like, oh.
Yo, your bikini, the calendar that you did with, what was her name? Tammy Torres?
With Tammy. Yeah, we didn't, unfortunately, that's a no-go.
What?
Yeah, we are not going to do it.
What happened? That was crazy. I saw the video. I thought that was...
Yeah, well, I have, unfortunately, I have other projects and I can't involve anybody else, so
you couldn't even do the calendar. So what happens to it?
No,
has the calendar ever leaked?
We're not gonna,
because it was very steamy, like the photo shoot.
It was really sexy, but unfortunately we are not gonna be able to do it because I'm coming with other stuff and I gotta do it by myself.
Wow. So are you gonna have any calendar at all?
Solo.
Yes, there's something coming soon for everybody.
For everybody, like even for the ladies.
Yes, yes. I have stuff for the ladies and for the guys too.
What could this be? Any kind of hints? Is it some type of products?
Well, as soon as I get in shape, in better shape, of course, I'm going to do these workout DVDs, and I'm also gonna do.
I can't see how you're talking about this get in shape business.
Are you gonna get psycho about getting in shape? Yeah, like, are you gonna work out too much?
No, you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to be like. I want to be in real shape.
You want to be sculpted.
Yeah, I want to be in real shape. Like, I'm good.
So what do you win? If you win this bikini contest, what do you get? What's the prize?
Uh-oh. Somebody, who's calling her? Yes. Who's that?
That's my manager.
All right, just checking.
And she'll know that I'm here, so.
Okay, good. We made it. Yeah, I'd say this about Rosa Acosta. She is always on time.
She sure is.
You are always on time. Don't ever change that. We like that about you.
Thank you.
You know, like, you see nobody else got here on time, right?
Well, she's a girl. Girls are always, you know, they're ahead of the game.
Yeah, because, you know, if you miss your nails appointment or your hair appointment.
Your nail appointment.
That messes up, like, your whole day.
I always do walk-ins.
So, I don't.
Yeah, I'm a walking girl.
I'm a walking kind of girl.
I can.
You need an appointment?
I do.
All right, so I can't wait to hear everything that's going on with you because you're getting so much attention, especially from being on the cover of this King magazine. But you get a lot of attention anyway, regardless. You know, the guys love you.
And everybody the girls tells too?
About you. Yeah, the girls love you too. Now, I remember last time you were here, we were talking about how you were going to start having sex.
In the new year.
And it is a new year, right?
Womp, womp, womp.
What are we, 4 or 5 days in?
If I'm not mistaken, this is a new year.
Yeah, it's 2010. I haven't get what I want yet.
What is it that you want?
I want sex.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
I don't believe you.
You could get sex right now if you wanted it.
No, but you know what? No, what happened, what I said is that I will celibate until 2010. And then in 2010, I will reconsider, you know, my sex life. And I just, more than ever, I realized how much I don't want to be having casual sex.
Casual sex, okay.
So now I have to wait for some big team that actually want to be in a relationship with me to have
you
sex.
You need a big thing.
A victim. A victim.
A victim.
And with a big thing.
Because that might help you get in shape.
That's true. That's cardio right there. You know, I have to do cardio every day on my empty stomach. So that will be good if I wake up.
Really? Are
like,
you supposed to do cardio on an empty stomach?
I haven't get breakfast.
Is that how you're supposed to do cardio on an empty stomach?
That sounds dangerous.
Not exactly for the purposes that I am. Yeah, I can do 30 minutes or 45 minutes with my empty stomach just taking something called no shot gum. It's like a pre-workout drink.
So, okay, this is all very interesting to me.
It's the life of a fitness model.
I'm going to school, but it's actually online to be a personal trainer.
Oh, cool. I like that you're doing a lot with what you have going on. You know, everybody knew you at first as the quote, hip-hop ballerina, right? Mm. You had all the stretching videos out. You had the Drake video that was a huge deal. But it didn't stop there. It seems like you really escalated and went on. And, you know, every single guy, when they found out you were coming tonight, asked if they could just come hang out. I'm like, you don't want to be on the show. They just want to come and hang out.
Just want to be in the same room.
Yeah. They just.
That's good enough.
And then people were like, well, can I bring some extra people with me? Because my boys want to come. Cause
yeah, here comes someone now. Just stopping by.
Yeah, just, you know, let's just come by.
Say like, what's up.
Our old intern's just hanging out in here. I don't know why. He's just in here. He's not normally in here.
It'd be nice if he came by to say hi to us.
But he doesn't
and
do
it's your birthday, too. Someone, you know.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
You would think.
All right, so let's get it started. 888-SHAY-45 is the number. Call us up. I got to find out how Rosa Acosta spent New Year's, by the way. And I know there's a lot of guys trying to holler at her, and she's gonna give us some insight on who these people are. SHAY-45.
Fellas, last call for alcohol. You better get what you're drinking, man. But I am your main man, DJ. C-Dick. Share something real. Fellas, last call.
call. Fellas, last call. Fellas, last call. For alcohol. You better get what you're drinking, man. I am your main man, DJ. C Dick. Share something real special with you. A brand new cut from the Big Boss Dog, featuring Brandy and Pharrell. Cause you're so special, babe. Yes, you are.
That you really won't be. Let's make it cracker like I make it look easy. Life could be a carnival and I'ma be your reason. Kiss me slowly. Perform Quiet Storm till I get you nicely. I'm putting out the blunt cause I see that I need you, need you, need you, need you, need you, need you. We now I compare you to a bird when she fly by. I wanna rock you back to sleep like Betty Bye Bye. On my lap, throw your bags in the back. I'ma show you where it's at. Ain't no telling if we might come back. You like that? I figured out a way to catch a flight right back. See, I ain't never flown for fees. Come spend a weekend overseas in Greece with me. Please believe.
Hey, when I give these keys, I'm real rock out, man. Right now.
Girl, it's your birthday. Over wine, I know you're thirsty. Say hi, say hi. And we don't buy no drinks at the bar. Pop champagne, cause we got that dough. Let me hear you say ah. You want me say ah.
Pocket full of money. Club don't jump till I walk inside the doorway. Bottles of that rosé, smiling like Dolce and Gabbana. Shout out you the baddest and to meet you is an honor. La mama, I got a table waiting, what you think about a convo? And if you like it, baby, we can take it to the condo. And if you like the condo, we can move the party to the bedroom. I'ma beat your body like a Congo. Since we in the club,
for now,
might as well get another round. I know this ain't nothing in your cup, so get here, baby, let me fill it up.
Go, girl, it's your birthday. Thursday, say hi, and we don't buy no drinks at the bar. We pop champagne cause we got that dough. Let me hear you say ah. You want me say ah.
I figure that your team can affect my cream. Golden platinum plaque since I stepped on the scene. Now I mean, peep the scene. Jacuzzi full of women. She hitting me and him and him. Much love like Wimbledon. But screaming killer. I'm overseas in my villa. Remind my suit's nothing killer. Point switch the plan. Cop the Lexus land. See gutter. Rockefeller 400s and better. Lose cheese. Push threes with five in his eyes. Knock and knock. Go cry by Mary Blige. I die for my back and steel. Chicken heads with sex appeal. Reveal sexual acts. To pick a pose act. The chocolate dime. Watch the mafia shine. Girls get your own. Can't touch a dime. My mind's.
And if you don't stop, then we won't stop. Continuous leader. You can as good as the best of them, and as bad as the worst, so test me.
Big Mama, keys in Tijuana. Some call me Donna, Karen or Armani. Gas for the Panani. For brown nose crushes, cat killing lovers, ignorant mother. Drop a Benz on Miata. This honey's got her. Sweet pinata. Six shots. Luke Kim the Black. Erica Kane. And who remains in Chanel frames in animals of all kinds. Russian Fendi staples. We match your pool tapes. Read the label.
Mafia.
Am I in my shoes by Gucci? I be eating sushi. Playing with my counting Lucci. I got banks to rob. Convertible sobs. I'm married to the mob.
And if you don't stop, then we won't stop. Continuously to get money. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst. So don't test me.
Get money.
You better move over.
Me
is Brooklyn in the house.
Without a doubt,
me is Brooklyn in the house.
Without a doubt,
me is Brooklyn in the house.
Without a doubt, I'm the rapper with every yapper. Check it out. Guns, I bust 'em. Problems with my wife, don't discuss 'em. Coupes and Lear jets, I lust them. Fingerprints, I dust them. Recent address,
what?
Stuck it for your stash in your pissy mattress. Your mom's an actress, didn't wanna show me the safe. It's okay, she was old anyway. I display hot 97 rhyme ready. Cop Mac 11 line steady. Like Tevin Campbell, I'm ready to do what I do continuously.
Get money.
You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst. So don't test me.
Get money.
You better move over.
Get money.
You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst. So don't test me.
Get money.
You better move over.
Get money.
Oh man, do we have King magazines to give away to some lucky listeners? Yeah. Autographed by Rosa Acosta, and she's gonna smother them on her bosom. Do you think I'm kidding? Shade 45 is lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Leah Rose.
And I'm Rosa Acosta. And Shy Stimuli just walked in.
Yeah, good morning, all.
I'm good morning.
Here. Good morning.
Is this your morning? This is the rapper morning, I guess.
Good morning.
He's a little thrown off.
I'm here.
Now, Rosa, he has a girlfriend, so we have to be in our best behavior today.
Listen. Okay. Don't even start.
You what? Don't throw is me she under cute? No bus.
Yeah, oh yeah, she's cute.
How long have you had a girlfriend? Picture?
I don't know. We don't really have a start date. It's like
what
maybe
do you,
3-4 years, maybe. I don't know.
Well, maybe three, maybe four?
Yeah, we don't have a start date.
So in other words, that's she's been difference. With you longer than you've been with her.
I didn't really ask her to go steady. I don't know.
So do you, but you still consider her your girlfriend?
Yeah, I give her the title.
Okay. Yeah.
Where's
okay.
the picture, bro?
Hmm?
Where's the picture?
Yeah, we want to see her picture.
Oh, I don't have any.
Is she on picture. Twitter?
Come on.
Nah. Matter of fact, she might be on Twitter.
She probably
But you can't really tell by like a small,
Twitter?
Tiny picture.
How about she send you know
we can tell
hot
a lot.
Pictures on your phone? Let me see.
Nah, I don't do that.
She doesn't send you. Have you ever sent her a picture of your penis?
I have not. I haven't done it.
We don't believe you.
Has she seen your penis?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like in
Everybody's
real life.
Seen it.
I have a weird that, relationship. I don't
I've
know
heard
what
that every single guy has pictures of his penis in his phone that he sends out.
You know, that's one thing I've never really done.
We don't
Rosa,
believe.
How many pictures of penises do you get, honestly?
Oof. A lot.
You
I
have a lot?
I get your email, so I send you some morning sausage.
Can you send me? Yes.
Sure.
Morning send me some morning sausage.
Sausages. You like that?
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's so, has the best anybody... way to wake up and with morning sausage.
A picture of a dick.
Of course.
Now, has anybody ever sent you like an unattractive dick shot?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, why would you send this? It's not even cute. Like,
yeah, I put names on them. Like, there's one that I call the Blackberry Curve because it's curved like this. I have them with names.
Oh. Well, let me think of some good names for ones that I have.
I have one that I call the remote because
it's flat.
Long, like
it's universal.
Buttons on
it?
It's like the
that's
size of
good.
A remote.
Wow. A big have, remote?
Is it flat?
Yeah, like a Comcast remote.
Oh, that's big.
Wow.
Comcast, wow. All
Let right. me see. What
Not I, Time Warner.
People send you dick pics, Angela?
Mm-hmm.
All the time?
All the time.
Wow.
Did and you I, get any for your birthday?
No, I didn't get any. But the only thing I tell people is please don't take the shot like facing down with the camera down because then your feet get in it. And that's
yeah,
not
that's
Those
bad.
Are off.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see your feet. It looks like just a dick with feet.
So does the face in there?
I like that.
Do they
no,
have
you
a face
can walk
in
around
You're not
by
really
itself.
Supposed to put your face.
But how do you know it belongs to? Somebody could just
well,
send a random.
Well, hopefully he doesn't have someone else's penis.
He's like, let me take a shot online. Of your penis, bro. Like,
yeah, shot.
Mine's not good enough. Let me get yours.
Yeah, that's why I don't go to
And
your,
also, it
your
should
your
be like somewhat manicured, like some type of manscaping on the area.
You like manscaping?
Yeah.
Not everybody likes manscaping.
Like a bushy, hairy penis shot. Am I right?
Yeah, I don't like those neither.
Yeah.
I like creative pics. I like when the guys actually put something near to the dicky, like a bottle of
like a dick
Coke.
In a box.
Yeah, like a bottle of Coke.
Oh, okay. So just so you can get like some type of comparison.
Yeah. So you know what you're working with.
See how? Yeah.
Measure like a pencil.
This is a bottle of Coke, and this is my penis. So gotcha. You can see relative to the size of this 8-ounce can.
Okay. Yeah, I have one. I'm gonna show you later.
Okay, show me.
You put like a Sharpie next to it.
She looks excited too.
Extra big.
I want to see the pictures that Rosa gets. And what do you send back when you get these pictures?
Thank you.
Wow. I appreciate it.
A little smiley face.
Does it ever turn you
LOL
on?
LOL smiley face.
LOL could be bad though. You don't want LOL after a dick shot.
Yeah, LOL. Laugh out loud.
Like, ooh.
Or LMBO, laughing my balls off.
That's a new one.
I don't have balls. I mean, I have those, but...
Yeah, those are big balls.
You do. Laughing they're my like boobs off.
Don't get in trouble in here tonight, Sha.
She has them. I'm pointing them out.
Don't point.
What? I'm observing. She said she has them, and I was just saying
she has
them.
Did you see the King
them.
Magazine?
I didn't see the King Magazine. I'm looking at it now, though.
This one touched her boobs, so...
No. Don't you go on
well,
the
then
net.
Then I'll grab it.
Move this. I feel like he's showing me his shoe size.
Who, Mike?
You like that? It's like you can tell a lot about a man.
Good. Put the penis against the sneaker.
What you trying to say?
What kind of pictures are you sending out, Rosa? What kind of pictures are you sending out?
Oh, I don't send. No. Mm-mm. I don't like that.
You don't like that? Not even stuff that people can see online?
No, I send all my pictures are, I'm Googleable.
You are very Googleable.
Did you just make that up?
Googleable.
That was hot.
My pictures are, you can find them, so that's it. I'm really bad taking pictures of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I do send pictures to my trainer every week.
Okay. Lucky guy.
No, she's a girl.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, lucky girl then, whatever. So,
I got noticed.
When's the last time you had sex? Because we've been discussing this and we were waiting for the new year for you to ring it in the right way.
Mm. Okay, I broke up with my boyfriend in, it was like May or something like that. So,
he was very possessive.
Yeah.
That was the last time?
Do you guys still talk?
No, we don't talk. Last time I sent him a text, it was for his birthday, like 2 months after we broke up. I was like, happy birthday, and he got back at me with a fuck you.
Wow. Yeah. Why is he so mad?
I'm not friends with any of my ex-boyfriends.
What they do you don't do talk to them?
That doesn't answer the question.
The one in DR, in DR, there's no caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I call, he wouldn't know it was me. He will pick up the phone, and when he realizes it was me, he will leave the phone open. So I lose all my card, my phone card.
But what did you do? That's what we want to
know.
Yeah,
what did you do?
What did you do? Fuck you on your birthday?
What do you do to these guys?
Nothing.
You fuck somebody.
Because all my ex-boyfriends are friends with me.
Somebody's brother.
Oh, they are not my friends at all.
You did something wrong. Yeah. There's no way that just happens.
Are you a bad breakup person? Like a bad breaker-upper?
So is Sha, by the way.
I'm terrible. I'm fucking terrible.
So what goes on? Like, why do you normally, do you break up with them and then they're heartbroken?
And then we try to be friends, but it doesn't happen. And as soon as they see that I'm moving on, they get mad at me and it's like, yeah, fuck you.
Or maybe you sleep with one of their friends or something like that.
Maybe.
No.
Start dating somebody better. They're jealous.
So they're just mad because you leave?
Yeah, probably.
But you think they read the King Magazine and stuff? Probably, right?
Probably.
Oh, the one in the
DR. Just gonna put that down.
I'm still looking.
If he ever seen that King Magazine, he's just gonna be like, he probably is gonna throw up on top of it. He really hates me.
Why does he hate you?
You're really leaving a whole lot out
really
here.
Really do something for somebody.
You seem like a sweet
that.
Girl.
Well.
People want to know.
But the one in the DR, I did really bad because I told him that I was coming here to take a summer class for dancing. And then when I was here, I was like, I'm not coming back. Yeah, I lied. I did.
There
it was
go.
Really bad. Sorry. I was just.
He's not.
That's not that bad, is it?
Not for fuck you? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
I
no, that was not
bad.
The one.
So you moved.
Oh, that's a different guy.
Yeah, that was my first boyfriend. I leave him in the DR.
But where's the fuck you? What happened with the fuck you guy? What did you do to him? Come on. You could tell him.
Right. Did you hurt one of his family members or something?
Yeah. You slap his kid? Like, what'd you do?
I'm sure we've all done messed up things. Come on.
We know it. You have. No,
you know I have.
We know.
But they still those guys still talk to me anyway.
I know. I see
it's
it on
really
Twitter.
Easy. Around. Like you do fucked up shit to guys, but they'll still be your friend. That's why I'm saying
I'm
you must
saying.
Have done something really bad.
No, I promise.
She's fucking lying.
No, that's just crazy.
Something's
promise.
Missing. See? We need to call someone from your past.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's talk to
investigate.
Let's talk to K-Mac from Cali. What's up, K-Mac?
What's up?
What's up?
Long time no holla.
Okay, all right.
Hey, what you doing up here?
You want to talk to Rosa Acosta?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, baby.
Oh, what's up, ma?
Dime, papi.
Yeah.
Oh, that was crazy.
Beso.
That's enough, friend. That's foreplay right there.
He likes that.
Beso.
That's not enough. At all.
Angelo, what's up? When y'all gonna follow my Twitter back so y'all know who the kid is?
Man. Oh,
that's what you're calling
your Twitter. What's your Twitter?
K-Mac for real. F-A real.
No, no, you gotta hit me back and say,
say like something
I was
sexy.
Talking to you or something.
Here, I'm gonna put something.
Send a picture of your dick.
I'm gonna put pow. Look for a pow.
You gonna just write
this
pow?
This is your goal.
Pow. Like. Like,
okay. K-Mac, that does not exist. K-Mac for real, F-A-R-E-A-L.
K-K-M-A-C-C.
Oh.
So you gotta
how's I going to know that?
Man.
All right, let me look you up.
Cali.
Oh, your tweets are protected, just
and
so
then,
you know.
And then a capital F-A.
Your thing says, more money, less problems, bigger straps. Is that you?
Huh?
Is that you? More money, less problems, bigger straps?
Yeah, that's me.
Sexy.
All right, K-Mac, we're looking at you now, all right? We're going to talk about you. Are you going to send us some pictures? Some sexy pictures?
MorningSausage@gmail.com.
Morning Sausage.
For real?
Yeah, for real. We have an email.
Oh, shit. Good morning.
You do not.
Yeah.
Morning Sausage.
We
got to
go on that
Gmail.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Can I get in on that and have people send pictures to?
Yeah, yeah. You just got to give your email to Autumn Joy, and she just forward all the pictures to the girls of the Morning Sausage Club.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I'm part of that now.
It's a club.
Do you take video too?
Yeah, you going to send some video of your thing?
I'm just asking.
Yeah. Put your sausage on the grill. Send a video.
I got my flip cam right here.
Wow. I was hoping it wouldn't fit in a flip cam.
Listen, man. Pan out.
All right, let's talk to Fred from Missouri. What's up, Fred?
What's up? I'm from Missouri. What's up with it?
Yeah, what's up, Fred?
Yeah, what's up with it? What's the deal?
Yo, do you want to say something? Come on, you got to talk to us.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what's up with that girl on there. What's up with it?
With Rosa Acosta?
What's up, puppy?
Yeah, what's up with it? I'm trying to see what's up.
You got to spit better game than that. She hasn't had sex in almost a year. Spit some game at her. Come on.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Let's come through. Section,
well, what's your game? Let's hear it.
Yeah, what you mean, what's my game? Shit, it's all good up in this motherfucking Missouri shit.
Damn, that's the best.
This will work.
Put it on your state.
Rosa said, on to the next one, all right? Jonathan from Salt Lake. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, what up, man?
Don't disappoint us.
Hey, Mina, man, I just wanted to say you girls are off the hook, man, talking about Morty sausages and shit.
Does anybody ever send a limp sausage?
Huh? That's
right. Yeah, they could switch it up.
Like, does anybody ever send a limp picture?
What is that?
Like, not erect.
Not hard.
Like
flaccid.
No. Guys always trying their best when they send the pictures.
They try their best.
Their stick forward.
Yeah, you notice that, like, guys always try to hide their penis when it's not hard? Like, when they
tuck it between their legs.
Am I right, Sean?
She don't know nothing about this. She's like, man, I've never seen that before.
I think it's cute when it's like sleeping, like
what?
Like a little slug, right?
Definitely
like,
high
you know
time.
When, you know when a cat wakes up, like, and it gets like
big. Yeah.
You like that? You like that?
She wakes up the morning sausage. Yeah, you might be right. You might be right.
Yeah, Shad, don't you try to, like, don't guys try to hide their penis when they're not hard? Like, when you're hard, you just walk around. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
when
out.
You're hard, it's definitely different.
And but, then when it's
flaccid,
soft.
Yeah, you try to tuck it a little something.
Right. You're like, where's
it.
My box?
A little something.
You actually tuck it?
Nah, you know, not tuck it, but, you
like
know, cover it up or whatever.
Oh, you lay see, on
now
your
you
stomach
acting crazy.
You
know, you cover it up
or
whatever, but some people don't really matter.
Pick up your book bag.
Some people, it don't matter.
All right, we're really going to get into it now. I mean, it's really about to get crazy, okay? Because, do you know Cinnamon Love?
Yeah. I don't know her personally, but okay. I feel like I know her.
You will soon.
Why do you feel like you know her?
I've seen her work.
All right. Well, you're going to see her live right
she
now.
She has a great body of work, Cinnamon Love.
Yeah, she gets it in.
Rosa Acosta, are you familiar with Cinnamon Love? Do you watch porn?
No, I haven't watched porn in a little bit. But okay. I'm ready to get my DVD collection together this year.
All right, good. We're going to help you with that. All right?
Thank you.
J45 is lip service.
Look, I really think you're a cutie and all. And there's a reason why you're even engaged in this conversation. It's cause you're cute.
It's that.
And I know I'm not all the way your cup of tea and all. But baby, I'm real. So the next time you get tired of fishing for the droids, meet me by my spaceship, babe. I'll be there.
It's that woo.
I'm in control. Your hand in, you wanna come, shout it, that's the plan. As the treble tickles and the bass hums, you want the dreamer, and I'll give you some outer space, some funk sway, some safe love, so thank you, come again, cause I'm a Scorpio, and I want to know, have you ever made love to a weirdo? This is much. Your mind and your body can't agree. It's in a clutch. I'm a freak of sorts, an animaniac. I'm a visionary, baby, so you can bet that I can nurture you. Here, baby, jump up on my shoulder. You'll probably be naked before this verse is over. Yes, sir. Have you ever made love to a weirdo?
Looking extra good and always go so fly. You got that fly, yeah. And I'm about to give it to you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It's so good, girl. I'm about to give it to you, yeah. We're in our moments of love. We go high and high and high. And
cause he know it's all his. Roll with a bad squad. All our bags match our heels. I'm swag surfing, baby. I got too much to feel. It's so sweet in my Vickies. He can't believe it's real. He like them red bone. He love them independent. He call me workaholic. When he get the business, I'm like a marathon. Go hard from start to finish. Up and down, in and out. I'm on the tip of his tongue.
Boy, Jada Kiss, you know, Mr. Raspy, the D-Block General, whatever you want to call me, just don't call me Collect, and definitely don't call me Broke. But we neither here nor there right now. You checking out Lip Service, you know what I mean? My baby Angela Yee and Leah Rose, You better stay tuned, cause there's nothing like this in the world, y'all. Lip Service, Angela Yee, Leah Rose, Shay 45. Holla at your boy Jada Kiss.
Get some champagne, hydrate yourself. I know I'm looking good, you looking great yourself. I mean, you're shitting on these bitches, you just hate yourself. My style so cold, I can skate myself. But I go so hard, I can make it melt. I mean, I flow so solar, every bar can power an electric car. My, whips it side by side. He just stalking minds outside of your mind. If I take you on a test, do you have all-wheel drive? And if that baby purr, I'm gonna baby her. Bitches gon' hate and maybe worse, cause your ice so burr. I copped you a baby fur, just a word. I know you was unprepared. This is a whole new arena. See niggas come by, talk about they make a rain. I'll make that bitch Katrina. Mr. Kanye Omari with my entourage, no Ari. And I'm on a cycle jacket, no Harley. She said, dude, that's cool, gnarly.
That's right. That's cool. Y'all winning. Y'all caught up. Y'all caught up. All right. Well, this one that win.
It's that woo woo.
That win. Okay. Don't mess this up. All right. We just gonna. That's right. That's right. That's cool. Y'all winning. Y'all caught up. All right. Wanna act loco, hit them up, number is shots with the fofo. Cats wanna talk the fofo, smoke them like cocoa. Not rap coke, by the roll low. Stop that, on the run, by gun hop. When I close, left hoes do some got close. Stop your nonsense, Glock with the full clip. Y'all cats gonna dump with a full spit. One shot will make a nigga do a full flip. See the cat like a shock with a full hit. Hey, my, how you? No niggas wanna buy you. But see me, I wanna love for free. Like I got lay niggas ride, make it fiddle inside your belly. If it's tight, get the kick my jelly. All night, get you wide up inside the telly. Side to side, till you say, JC, you're too much for me. Okay. J to the Z. Flow with me. J to the Z. Flow with me. J to the Z. Flow with me. Got a condo in the upper condos in the same place with a round invented. So all I do is rap a set. Imagine I was stroke. See how it's flowing on my last cassette. Rap a fire like a blast in the tank. Never jam though. Never get high. Never run out of ammo. Can't say any shit cause I changed your bitch. You know your favorite man. I know it made you sick. And now you're hack and roll. But you know I had war. Don't know how to carry your bras. Wanna marry your bra. Now she's mad at me cause your majesty just happened to be a pig. What a tragedy. She won us to end cause I touched a friend. She gave me one more chance and I touched her again. I'm upstairs and she busted in. Oh, she's in the draft. Shut the door, my, come on in. Flow with me, J to the Z. Flow with me, J to the Z. Flow with me, J to the Z. Flow with me. Yo, got a band that even though I've been building up in the cold with a thin sweater. Red castle pros, I get the Bozak. Do it, me, I do fall back. Hold that, let the dough stack. Waiting for bigs, had to go act. Dame had the next black. Cats wanna chest that, stress that. The right when you stress that, when you rest that. I suggest that, niggas invest in the best. When I come through with the clutch, check black, your niggas step back. I'm the best at, you know I know I'm better than this. Niggas, we invented this. I came into the business with this. The originator, none greater, Roots Band, drop that sh-
Okay. Shay 45 is Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Leah Rose.
And I'm Rosa Costa.
And I am Sha Stimula.
Cinnamon Love.
Cinnamon Love just walked in. So you said you're familiar with her work, Sha.
Yes, I am. I've seen her work.
What have you seen?
Hey, what's your favorite scene?
Favorite scene?
What do you remember? What does she do that she's so good at?
What pops out?
I've seen her fellatio skills are pretty on point.
Pretty on point. So like 8 out of 10.
No, they're great. Like, she's real passionate about it.
She loves it. She likes it.
I don't know if she's
does.
An actress or not, but it's Pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm not that good of an actress.
Gold star for Christy.
There's no Oscars coming my way. Like,
you
for
never
real.
Never know, man. What do y'all get? Woodies? It's like, what awards?
No,
y'all get?
We have the AVN Awards, which is actually coming up next week. This coming weekend in Vegas, which is like the Oscars of porn.
Yeah, are you gonna go?
I kind of knew that.
No, I'm not going. I'm actually boycotting this year.
Why?
I've been having a conversation for the last year with the editor-in-chief of AVN about me being inducted into Hall of Fame this year.
Oh, shit.
And because I am the longest-running, consistent, like, black female performer in the industry. Like, I have consistently been performing since 1993. And
shit.
This year, they're inducting, because they induct 15 people every year. And a couple years ago, like, I wasn't too mad because I was like, okay, they just inducted Johnny Keyes, who was the first black man to have sex with a white woman in Behind the Green Door in the 70s. They inducted him like 3 years ago. So I was like, okay, I'm not really tripping that they haven't
like
given
30,
me my
40
shit.
Years.
Yeah, right, exactly. But they bypassed me again this year. And they, like, I was inducted into the Urban X Awards Hall of Fame last year. But I was like, you know, they're inducting Byron Long, who is one of my homeboys, but Byron came in like 5 or 6 years after me. Mm-hmm. And this German dude, Chris Charming, like, he came in like 6 or 7 years after me. And I'm like, I realize that they're dudes and they've been in like 3,000 movies versus my 350 movies or 250 movies in the 16 years I've been in. But I'm like, what the fuck? How much longer do I have to fuck on film before you give me my fucking, you know, my props? Like, I just had my Sweet 16 last year. So I'm like, if you're not going to acknowledge me, then I'm just not fucking going. I'm here on vacation in New York with my daughter. So.
But they have nominated you for some.
No, they've nominated me for awards. They've nominated some of my directorial work as well. But
yeah, you want to be in the
but you directed My Black Ass 4.
Yeah, and My Black Ass 4 was the very first movie that I directed. And they actually gave me 2 nominations. I got 5 stars for my first directorial movie. They gave me pre-nomination for AVN. They gave me 2 nominations, 1 for my scene for best anal sex scene, and also for best ethnic theme video.
So you said here,
as well.
Best anal sex scene. It was for you had a double anal, double vaginal scene in the movie.
Wow. Yeah, I did.
Double. That means 2 dicks in your
2 dicks in my ass at the same time. Yeah,
I don't care about the dicks. Look at rubbing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have questions about the guys that you know what I'm saying don't have questions. Don't have
questions
a problem
and
with
answers.
That.
Yeah, but you just say whatever
cool.
If you're if you're ready.
How did 2 guys squeeze their dicks in your ass?
Like a half a bottle of lube. That's how.
Were you sore after?
No, it was a trip because like I had like a lot. It was like my adrenaline was just pumping because
yes, 2 dicks.
I was
dicks.
Like, I'm about to do this shit because I had directors try to get me to do it before, and I was like, I'm not doing it just for you to pay me one check. Like, I'll do it in a movie that I'm directing that I get a piece of.
Smart woman.
But I'm not gonna do it just for the sake of you giving me, you know what I'm saying, $2,000-$3,000 check. Like, that's not enough money for me. You know what I'm saying? So I did it in the movie that I directed and got. And I had every girl in the movie all did double anal. They all did double vag. They all did DPs. Like,
so do you all sit around and talk about it after? Like, oh, we survived.
No, actually, most of the girls was pretty cool. Like, they all, you know, actually none of them are in the business anymore. But
you just ruined them.
After that. After that, they're like, what else can I do?
What else can I do? Right. But
I can't seem to shove a penis in my butt for some reason.
What about 2?
It takes practice.
So was it 2 in the butt and 2 in the coochie at the same time?
No. I had one in my puss and 1 in my ass at the same time. And then I did 2 in my ass at the same time. And then I did 2 in my pussy. Like, it's like, it was just only 2 guys. Like, 2 guys total. So
do you think you could do 4?
Dicks touching, that's all.
Huh? Wait, Rosa has a question.
It was just 2 guys?
Just two guys, yeah.
Okay.
But it was pretty high. It's like the sequence was we did a little bit of anal, and then we did a double penetration, which is 1 in each hole, and then we did the double anal, and then we went and did the double.
Now, Rosa, I heard that makes you drop a lot of body fat.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It tones your arms, too.
Anal?
Well, that's just like, you know. It's
let me ask
cold
my trainer.
Season, so, you know, for all those girls out there, if you want to make sure that you get over a sore throat, make sure lots of cum in your throat on a regular basis.
Oh, is that what works?
A lot of cum in your throat helps you get rid of a sore throat.
It helps to get rid of sore throat.
Is that proven?
It's better than zinc.
Or did someone tell you that?
Come on.
Is that a fact?
She's about to go to the Hall
I'm
of Fame. You're going to doubt her.
Is that a fact?
I'm not gonna doubt her.
No, I'm saying.
No, wow. That's serious. I'm gonna write
Rosa,
that down.
Since you haven't had sex in since May, right?
Supposedly.
Yeah, it's like May. Allegedly. Or June, or it was like close to
what?
That.
Now, does that mean you can't do other things though? Like, have you made out?
May or June?
I can make out.
Like Tuesday or Wednesday.
You can make out. Can you get like eaten out and stuff?
What is that?
Can you have a guy, you know, eat your vagina?
Yeah, but I haven't found somebody that did. I mean, no, you know what happened? That when you are, this is the thing. Like, if you are trying to salivate, right? You're not gonna. I'm not gonna make out where there's a couch. I'm not gonna make out where there's a bed.
Where do you make out then?
Where there's people.
You make out in front of people?
Yeah, because if I do it private, like, my chances of being naked after 5 minutes are like 95%.
So you're making out like in the club in front of people?
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
I've seen girls in the park, like in the middle of the street at the restaurant, like where there's people.
So you have to be in public.
This
gotta
in be America? In
public. Yeah, not now. Now,
now you don't do that.
She could do what she wants now.
Yeah, now.
Now you're too famous.
No, she's ready to pop it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, she can go.
Yeah. All
right.
It was just until New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Wow.
I tried to break it a few times. I was like, man, it's today.
Let's go. Yeah. Then what happened?
People took it too serious. The guy, you know, guys take it seriously. Like, they were like, no, she's celebrating. I'm not even going to touch her. And then I was like,
I'm not going to touch her. I can't imagine a guy saying that. I don't know though. Yeah. Sometimes you can't give guys pussy on a silver platter. Like, they will fuck it up in
talk
a heartbeat.
About it.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
They will.
What does that
Angela?
Mean?
I prefer to use gold platters.
Right. What do you mean they'll fuck it up in a heartbeat?
No, you know, I mean, there's some guys out there that just, like, they're so stupid. Like, mm-hmm. they don't know how to shut their mouths.
Most
and just
of them.
Accept the fucking pussy. Like, it's like they'll talk themselves out of some pussy real quick.
On Twitter.
They try to, like, game you.
Cinnamon Love gave it up.
Yeah, for sure.
They try to game you. Like, boo, that's not necessary. Now you're corny.
Now you're corny and I'm done. For sure.
Well, I learned so much already. Did you learn a lot so far, Rosa?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
You learned about the sore throat thing. That's
great information. I mean, you know I tweet fat, so that's a fat.
That's great information.
And you know she wasn't her throat was hurting when she got here. So.
Hey.
Oh, well, you know.
Angela.
Oh, man, it's medicine all around from the earth.
Now, I'm looking at these pictures of you, Cinnamon Love, on your website and everything. Yes, you are really putting dicks in your mouth. And
I told you, she's passionate.
Yeah, and the faces that she
that's
makes.
That's her specialty.
She's passionate.
Yeah,
let me see. Is that your
Why
specialty?
Why is Angela G so... selfish. She has all
sorry,
these pictures and she's not even like showing me.
Ooh. I know, you like that? And so, do you have to like put on a face when you're sucking a dick like that? Because it looks like you make this face like.
No, I think
your
I just,
eyes roll in the back of your head.
She makes a face.
I think I just really get into what I'm doing. Like,
exactly.
I'm so focused on who I'm with and what I'm doing at that moment. Like, I really can't think about anything else other than the dick in front of me.
It's like 100% laser focus.
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna learn some of these fetishes. I'm gonna learn about some of these fetish things.
Okay, what kind of fetishes you want to learn about?
Like, you're known for being a fetishist, right?
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't do anything like fetish like. So start me off slow. Like, what would you tell me to do for my first fetishism?
I mean, there are things that we do in our regular sex that can be considered fetish. I mean, if you've ever, you know, been tied up with a pair of with a pair of handcuffs or a pair of scarves. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a light form of bondage. Or if somebody's ever smacked you on your ass, that's still, you know, spanking is a fetish. So there's like little things like that that we do every day. That
All right, let's step it up a notch.
Okay, you want to step it up a notch?
Rosa, you do fetish like things during sex? Anything crazy?
I don't remember anymore.
Rosa, come on. Does. The listeners are listening. You're the reason they're listening right now. They're looking. They want to know.
They want to know what you do.
What do you like?
You definitely get your ass smacked. I know that.
We know that.
We know that.
Yes.
I smacked her ass when she walked in, so it's nothing.
I almost smacked her. I didn't.
I almost smacked it.
Talk about it.
Yeah. Me?
No.
But I'm... the
fact, Rosa Acosta likes what?
You do anal, Rosa?
I have done.
You like it?
I would just stick with the regular.
You take it or leave it?
Her ass is so tight, it seems like she can just...
Is it, Angela?
Yeah. Have you not seen the videos and the pictures? She works out. She has a firm, tight ass. It's like, if you put a dick in there, she could really...
Just snap
flex.
It.
She could flex on it.
Interesting.
Right? Am I right? You can really flex on that.
Sit
like,
on
flex
it.
Flex your butt muscles and just really tighten it up.
Yeah, I mean, my booty clap game is not that good, but... I can, like, sometimes.
Little applause?
Yeah, maybe.
Small crowd?
A little bit. Like, if after, like, 5 minutes of working, you know, in front of the mirror. Mm-hmm.
It's a long time to
finally,
clap.
Finally, I see something. I'm like, oh, I just did it. People in front of me like, not really, Rosa. That is like a quarter of a booty clap right now.
I'm sure you're great. Yeah.
I'm sure you can do
it. You need an audience.
We'll work on that.
We're here.
We're here. All right, so give us something, Cinnamon Love, to start with that's easy, like, you know, like, a step above getting your ass smacked.
Like, one of my favorite fetishes is foot fetish. Like, I love having, like, guys, like, on their knees and have them, like, licking my toes and sucking on my feet and sticking my feet in their mouth, like, fucking their mouth like it's a dick. Like, you know, my foot's a dick. Like, I love that shit.
So you like for guys to pretend they're sucking a dick?
Yeah,
with
that's
my foot, basically.
That's very interesting.
It's very humiliating for them, but I actually, like, I have a foot fetish myself. Like,
do you suck their toes?
Hell no. But like I will suck a girl's toes, though.
But not a guy's toe.
Hell no. Because guys' feet are fucking nasty.
Would you let a guy stick his toe in your vagina?
I've had guys' feet in my vagina. I've had
girls. More than one toe?
Huh? No, yeah, no, like foot a condom
foot.
On.
A whole foot?
A whole foot.
So like, you'll let some guy put his foot in your vagina, but you won't suck his toe.
Look at that. Look at that picture. Will you put something like that
like
size?
You
can't, like
foot?
A foot like that, you can only get like down to where the bottom, you know, the toe's like in, like, because the bone is too wide.
You wouldn't let Shaq foot fuck you?
No, it's feet. I don't think Shaq has, I don't know.
What about heel? What about heel?
You can't get the heel in, though. You can't really get past the ankle bone.
Have you tried?
I've tried. I mean, I like being fisted, so when the first time
wait,
I
wait,
got
hold up. Wait, hold up. You can't just throw out a verb like that. I think we're going to ignore it.
Is that a fetish?
Okay. Fisted?
Yes, fisting is fisting. Totally a fetish.
There's a step up, Ange. Fisting.
I've never been fisted.
I have a very big pussy, so, you know what I'm saying?
You said
big vagina. I like multiple, you know, I like big things. Like, big toys, fists.
Yeah. What about champagne bottle?
Do you ever just have like regular missionary sex?
Come yeah, on, absolutely.
She doesn't do that. That's the 90s.
No,
that's
but I like
last decade.
You know, actually the best sex to me is like the sex is like with somebody that I'm involved with. Like mm-hmm. to me that's the best sex. Somebody that knows exactly how I want my pussy eaten, somebody that knows exactly how I want to get fucked. Like that's the best sex to me.
You're a regular human.
Put your foot in.
You don't like that.
I want a foot tonight.
Just
I mean
it.
How old is your daughter?
She's 12. I actually have three. I have a 17, 16, and 12.
It's a whole village.
Do you talk to them about sex?
You know what? It's funny because my youngest daughter, she's still at that age where she thinks that sex is like the most disgusting thing ever. She thinks she had her sex ed class like 2 years ago, and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe that girls would let boys put their penis in their vagina. That's disgusting. And I'm like,
you know that's how you got here, little lady.
No, I'm like, you keep saying that. Keep saying that. Like, she's like, I'm never even gonna kiss a boy. I'm like, you keep saying that.
Does she know that you're a porn star?
She knows that I'm a porn star. She knows that, and she understands. She has a child understanding of what that means. Like, she knows that I have sex on camera with men and with women, but she doesn't know like details. Like, she doesn't know that I went to work today and I had anal sex. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't know those.
She doesn't know the nitty gritty.
But she knows that I do. She knows that I have sex on camera, and that it's something for adults only. That it's not something for children to do. It's not something for children to watch. But she understands that that's what mommy does, and it's for other adults to watch and enjoy.
What's gonna happen on Bring Your Kid to Work Day?
I don't bring my kids to work because I do porn. Like,
now, Rose, I saw some video of you and your mom. Your mom's very cute.
Oh, my mom is so beautiful. She's so awesome. I have like the biggest crush on my mom.
That is crazy.
Honestly.
I love it.
I just love her. And I feel like I'm her mother. That's how I love her. Like, I love her if she was my daughter. Mm-hmm. I take care of her. I like to hug her and scratch her back and give her massages and, you know, put makeup on her, all that.
That's cute.
It's like she's a doll.
she will let me do all those crazy things. I'm like, Mom, I want to just like, do you want to be a mouse today or like a dog? And she's like, okay. So she will let me like
you need a boyfriend, Rosa.
I'm gonna second that, Leah.
You have face paint on your mom.
Yeah, like I made like animal faces on my mom. And she'll be fine with it. She let me then do
my mom would be like, would you get out of here?
Right.
Well, my mom and I, we went to Vegas for New Year's, and I took her to, we went to this place that you take pictures and they Photoshop your face into like somebody else's body. Right. And she did like a Playboy model cover.
Where are these mom videos, Ange, that you saw?
Not videos like that.
I mean, I just want to see what a mom's look
now,
like.
Man. What did you want to check out
her
mom?
Show you a picture,
yeah, you have
mom.
To show her. Right. Now, how does your mom feel like when she sees all these guys coming at you and stuff?
The other day she asked me, so of all these guys that are behind you, which one is going to be your boyfriend? And I'm like, mom.
Good question.
So right. I start, you know, I tell her about, like, you know, somebody that I like. And then she was like, oh, okay. And then she's like, yeah, because I hear that 2010. I'm like, mom, you don't believe me? She's like, no. I'm like, oh, my God.
Your mom's like, I know you've been smashing, Rosa. Stop it.
Like, she was, like, telling me that she doesn't believe me. I'm like,
you're like Britney Spears.
Rosa, nobody really believes you.
Yeah.
No.
I really.
We're not. Sorry.
I wish I could just be like, you know what? Yeah, I just. Woo! Yeah, it went down, but no.
We don't believe you.
I'm going to find you a nice guy. 888-SHAY45 is the number. Call us up. Cinnamon Love is here and just taught us a whole bunch of shit. We're talking about fetishism.
Fetishes.
Now, Rosa still hasn't told us hers, but we're going to give her some time to think about it. All right?
She's fronting.
There's something crazy that she does because she's fronting right now. Shay 45.
All right. Why did you have to go?
I'm apologizing now.
Why you ever let me?
Huh?
I'll never.
It's real talk though. Listen, I'm thinking, how do you tell a pretty young lady that?
That
maybe you play this joint. Listen. I had me a shorty that I liked, face real cute, body real tight, fat ass, breast so nice, waistline small, just my type, and we hung out like maybe once or twice. My man hooked me up and he said she was right, and she don't really get down on the first night, but she loves how you rap, so homie, anything can happen. Tuck my chain in quick, so she don't think I'm a trick. We was Facebook friends, every day she talking slick, so when she was in my ear, I'm feeling on the hips, said she won't take me home just to chill a little bit. So I went there. About 10 minutes later, shorty went there. She said, "Shy, make me famous." I was in the chair. She knelt down like a proposal. Next thing I know, she had me exposed, taking off her clothes, damn near naked. She went down hard, said she liked how I tasted. Soon as she was finished, she tried to jump in my face, but she tried to sit on it. I said, "Shorty, just wait." Like, damn. How do you tell a pretty young lady that a coochie smells? Hey, maybe you play this joint. Maybe she'll get the point. I said I gotta pee. I really had to flee. I caught a big whiff and I almost couldn't see. It smelled like something from the bottom of the sea, with perfume sprayed on and it sprinkled with cheddar cheese. If she took a shower, how could she miss that? And if she did wash it, well, the smell came back. I touched it with my hand to make sure it was the cat. I smelled my finger and I fell on my back. This don't match. She's so fine. Maybe she just finished her cycle and that's why. Maybe it's yeast. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's not that bad. Let me see. I sniffed one more time and just put my clothes on. I said, I'm really sorry. I feel so wrong, but my girl keeps calling. I mean, I got studio. I mean, I got a meeting. I mean, I can't do it, yo. She smelled putrid. Sort of like the juice from the trucks with the garbage. I was feeling so stupid because I couldn't say it. Damn, I couldn't tell her. And sometimes in the back of my mind, I still smell her. Wear cottons, but something's going on. Got your box smelling rotten. Maybe you ain't wiping too good. You gotta watch it. It smells like you hiding a rodent inside your crotch. It could be your jeans, maybe they too tight. It might be something you eating that ain't right. Fast food, hormones, enzymes, something. You gotta be careful with what you put in your stomach. It might be the rubbers or the dudes that you touching. But when I inhale it, my man can't function. Shit kinda sour. It's like you got the power to smell up a whole room. It's beyond baby powder. Febreze won't help. For me to continue, I have to throw a fucking Glade plug in you. And then you want somebody eat your shit too. I'd rather eat cow ass. Baby girl, I'll pass.
was all I knew. You and me only. I did it all for you. Still you were lonely. We could've worked it out. But I guess things change. It's funny how someone else's success brings pain. When you're no longer involved, that person has it all. And you just stuck standing there. But I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. Say something, baby. Say something, baby. Say something. I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. I'm gonna need you to say something, baby.
Yeah, it really sucks, but ever since I've been long gone, I traded in my señorita for a microphone. I hate the way we fell apart, girl, it's sad to see. See, your life is good, but me and you, we a catastrophe. If I was unsuccessful, would you be satisfied? I need a paramedic, girl, I'm feeling paralyzed. If I can choose, you will always be a friend to me. The more money I made, you're acting like my enemy. It's crazy, I can't help it if your feelings change. Thought the pressure would turn you into my diamond babe. I can something so familiar be so strange. Closest friend get it strange when your status change. It's about my state, state that where I am and where you at. And, where you and my homeboy Larry Locke is the only one that had my back. We were the perfect pair and now it seems that we don't match. Is it the money, want me to give it back?
This shit was all I knew. You and me only. I did it all for you. Still you were lonely. We could've worked it out. But I guess things changed. Funny how someone else's success brings pain. When you're no longer involved, that person has it all. And you just stuck standing there. But I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. Say something, baby. Say something, baby. Say something. I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. I'm gonna need you to say something, baby.
I am the topic of conversation. This is celebration. Let's toast to the fact that I moved out my mama's basement to a condo downtown. Cause it's all about location. I sit and drink wine and watch Californication of life. You should have been here to kick it with me. We could have split this whole thing up 50-50. But now I'm at the 40-40 getting bitches tipsy. Killing shit, the ever so talented Mr. Ripley. How I go from being the man that you argue with to me and Dwayne Carter putting out the hardest shit. I should wanna go back to the one I started with. But I'm addicted to this life, it's gonna be hard to quit. Yeah, just ask me how things are coming along. You can tell me that you never heard none of my songs. Long as you end up saying one day you plan to listen. Cause what's the start when it's
this shit was all I knew. You and me only. I did it all for you.
What's up? It's your boy Maino. Hold on for a minute, man. Yo, chill, Angela. Yo, Leah, let her have some. I'm getting lip service for my girls, Angela and Leah. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do this drop. Y'all giving me crazy lip service out here. You know, but you know what it is. It's Maino. Hustle hard all day. Lip service on Shade 45.